Thanks for listening to Leadership Level Up. I'm Brian Prairie.
And I'm Dr. Jeff Williamson.
I am just starting my leadership journey.
And I've been guiding leaders for 30 years.
Our podcast aims to shine a spotlight on outstanding leaders and provide a platform for them to describe their leadership journey and share the guiding principles that have helped them become great leaders.
Welcome to Leadership Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Williamson, my co-host, Brian Prairie. And we're back again with our friend, Michael Maloney, who is the CEO and executive director for Garden of Prayer, which is a ministry here in Kankakee County. And we loved our time with you, the first episode that we talked to you. And in that, we learned a good bit more about how your mother and your grandmother, a big part of the history of this ministry coming about and your family's move to the area. This time, I want to dig in a little bit more and talk about some of the very specific kinds of service and support that Garden of Prayer provides to young men, to families, et cetera, who you encounter and come across your path.
Okay.
So welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely.
Very excited to be here. Also, Garden of Prayer Youth Center is the largest African-American business in the county, and we are a licensed child welfare agency. We're also an accredited organization, and we couldn't do the work that we do without the one. I have to mention the wonderful leaders that are within our organization.
Yeah, please
do. And what we require to be a leader within Garden of Prayer Youth Center. First, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Mikhail Harris, who's our clinical director, who's has his own podcast as well. Shameless plug.
Yeah, that's okay. We need to get him in here too.
He's a good one. He's a fireball.
I like
Christy McBride, who's our director of administrative operations, who's currently in school getting a doctorate's degree, so she can be a better support to me, as well as the organization, to help us further develop our impact. And then, of course, my wife, who's over the education division, Mrs. Wyatha Maloney. And then Ms. Lorene Samuels, who's our chief financial officer, our board of directors, and then most of all, and most importantly, I would like to acknowledge my mother, who's still a part of Garden of Prayer Youth Center.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she's our spiritual leader. She oversees pretty much all of our outreach. And she's very, very intricate part of the organization. And she leads a prayer service every Tuesday at 12 noon to make sure our organization is covered in prayer.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, my brother, who's the director of risk management. So all of our leaders are educated. That's something that we require.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I have to have a certain level of education. So all of our upper echelon leaders all have master's degrees. They all have years of experience in their particular fields. And there's four things that we require out of every staff person at Garden of Prayer Youth Center. We require character. That's number one. You got to have integrity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We got to be able to trust you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to have commitment. You got to be here. You got to be competent. You have to know what you're doing when you get here. And then most of all, I shouldn't say most of all, but also you have to have compassion. Because we're working with a very sensitive, we're working with kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're working with families that are in need. So those are the four things for every employee here at Garden of Prayer. Those are the four characteristics that they must have.
Oh, man,
and that we at least try to build into them if they don't have it. Yeah. Now, there's some things you just got to have to work in this field.
Right.
Working in child welfare, you got to have a level of compassion. It's impossible to do this work without it. So those are the four things that we require out of each and every one of our employees. And then for our leadership team, they got to be creative, which we talked about in the last podcast. Mm-hmm. They got to be able to communicate effectively. They got to be able to connect with our, as you know, there's a theme with the C's.
You got your three or four points. Yeah. I love the alliteration. It's good stuff. That'll preach.
And you got to have courage. You know, you got to be brave doing this work because you never know what you're going
to
face.
It's too important to not, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we require of our leaders. And we have leadership development meetings every other month, mm-hmm. you know. And then we have personal development meetings for our staff where I drill down into the commitment, competency, compassion,
that's so important.
And character. Yeah. Every second Monday of the month, mm-hmm. you know, so,
that's good.
Yeah. you know, before the work is done, I got to make sure the people that are doing the work have the tools and have the attitude and the personality and not only the skill set, but have the heart, you know, to do this
yeah.
work.
And you had mentioned earlier that you want to avoid that drift. Mm-hmm. That can be just a little, a degree or two off. You know, you've seen the metaphor, you know, a ship that's 1 or 2 degrees off over time
gets
completely out
off
course. And I love how you've emphasized that you didn't say these words, but you guys keep your eye on the ball.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You really stay focused to keep your eye on the ball, that this is who we serve. This is what we're here for. Mm-hmm. And it's so important that these values must be reflected in everybody they encounter from Garden to Prairie.
Yes, yes. Yes, because, I mean, no matter what McDonald's you go to, you order a Big Mac, you're going to get the Big Mac the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
What doesn't matter what Burger King you go to, they're all going to have the same fries. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that all of our programs have a centralized theme from which everyone works from. So we make sure that, because service is a product. You know, so we want to make sure if you are part of our early education program, or if you have kids in our early education program, and say you're a parent and you want your kid to now attend a therapy session with one of our clinicians, we want our clinician as well as our teachers in the classroom to work from the same paradigm.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no difference.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
this is who we are.
Right. You're receiving a different type of service, mm-hmm. but the way that the service is delivered is the same.
Yeah.
Or the attitude that the service is delivered in is the same.
Yeah. And that compassion, that care, because families are in need in most cases, if not every case, when you serve them. And so I love that.
Yes.
You can build that in your people. That's so important. That's leadership.
Yep. Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
Right. You mentioned services. So I want to talk about who you serve and what are the services.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we serve kids from 6 weeks to 21 years. Well, of course, at 21 years, they're no longer kids. At 18, mm-hmm. you know, they're no longer kids. So we have early childhood education. We have two locations, one in Aroma Park, one here in Kankakee. And those, again, early childhood education, 6 weeks to 3 years. So we have infant classrooms, toddler classrooms, and we have preschool for all classrooms. And then at our Safe Haven location, which is in Aroma Park, we have a before and after school program. We also do a summer day camp, which registration is open.
Exactly.
It's a Christian summer day camp that we operate for 8 weeks out of the summer, where in which 2 hours of that is tutoring and not homework assistance, but tutoring. And basically we try to prevent summer learning loss. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, we try to make sure, although we want our kids to have fun, we want to make sure they continue to learn and don't
keep the lights on.
Yes.
Intermingling that play and education.
That's perfect. So Brian sent us an operation.
I've been to several of the summer camps, and it's so great to see all the kids working together and playing together, and your people working with them, how they work with them. It was truly just amazing seeing this like community you've built. Yes. Come together and do the things that they do. It's really truly remarkable.
As you were talking about that, I'm thinking, I need to come out.
You guys do
your thing.
Yeah,
I've known about you for so long, but I haven't seen your team in action. And I know Brian has. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got to come and check us out this summer.
I'd love to.
And our before and after school program, we're our Teen Reach provider. Mm-hmm. So that's when we work with our teens. We have the lower age group. So we have like the adolescents, pre-adolescents, as well as, you know, some teens. Because most of the teens, you know, they're in after school sports and different things like right. that when it comes to high school. So those are our programs at the Safe Haven in terms of education. One other component of our education, educational programs is our parent mentor program. And that's where we train a cohort of 8 parents. We're working with 5 schools, Kankakee School District. So we train a cohort of 8 parents. We basically train them on how to become teacher assistants.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So, yeah, so they have weekly workshops, weekly training seminars, and then we also place them in classrooms so they can provide support. Of course, everyone knows there's a teacher shortage. And so our cohorts have been, our parent mentors have been playing a greater role with supporting teachers in our local school district. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they go in and for those kids that have some behavioral challenges, they provide one-on-one. For those kids that have a little, some challenges with learning new material, you know, they can provide one-on-one with the work or provide one-on-one monitoring behavior and just being whatever support that teacher needs. Mm-hmm. So we have 40 parent mentors have working.
Awesome. I was going to ask you how many you've been able to involve. That's terrific.
Yeah, we've been doing that program, implementing that program since 2017.
Okay. Are those primarily in elementary schools?
Yes, yeah, they work with kids as early as preschool mm-hmm. up to third grade. And sometimes sometimes we have the leeway to go up as high as fourth or fifth grade. You know, depending on the need. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Ah, so terrific. those are educational programs, and we're very proud. Our educational programs are accredited, and they're gold accelerate. You know, so we at Garden of Prayer, we try to always achieve for the highest standard of quality in all the work that we do.
So yeah,
we
again, there's too much at stake, but to give our best. And your team is incredibly good.
Oh yeah,
at that qualified.
Yeah, I've witnessed it and recorded it.
He's filmed it and watched it.
Well, just the passion everybody brings to the table. Everybody is so invested. And like you said, you've worked for that. You've worked for that investment in Garden of Prayer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then on a clinical side, we have 2 group homes, congregate care homes, where we have 1 group home is for young ladies. Ages 13 to 17, and 1 group home is for young men ages 13 to 17. So the young men's home is on the farm.
Yes, that's what I thought.
In our farmhouse. And the young ladies program is basically pretty much literally almost across the street.
Okay.
So in those programs, we provide mental health services. You know, they get group therapy, individual therapy, medication monitoring. These kids have come from very abusive homes, mm-hmm. very abusive settings.
Yeah.
And, you know, they landed in our arms.
Yeah.
The first thing that we try to show them is love,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they've starved for that for so long.
Just been hurt over and over again.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. So, and that's also mm-hmm. how we couple, and that's how we mm-hmm. implement our therapeutic services. Mm-hmm. So they get case management as well, mm-hmm. Recreational therapy, social recreation. Mm-hmm. Recreational therapy.
Yeah, that's a good thing too. Right. Yeah.
Of course, you know, we put a roof over their head, give them a nice soft bed to mm-hmm. sleep in. They eat what I eat. So, you know, they get the best,
yeah.
You know, and they deserve the best because of the maltreatment that they suffered. Yeah. You know, we try to make sure our kids get the love and support that they need. So that way, when they go to school, they're not seen as, oh, that's a DCFS kid or that's a Garden of Prayer kid. You know,
just another kid in my school.
Right. So we want them to dress just as well as, you know, your traditional, quote unquote, traditional kid. So those are group home programs, mm-hmm. and we also have foster care. In our foster care programs, we have specialized foster care. So for those kids that need additional therapeutic support, you know, we put them in a loving home and we wrap services around them. And then we have our emergency foster care, which is basically temporary foster care setting for those kids that mm-hmm. are in transition. Maybe they're were recently removed from their parents' care mm-hmm. and they're waiting for a relative to get their home prepared to receive
them. So there's maybe been a crisis in their family and they just need a safe place to land for a while. Yes. I wanted to ask too, with the, you're talking about the high school age students, men and women, mm-hmm. Is there a typical period of time to say, hey, they're usually with us 6-8 weeks, or is it based on their needs? So when they come into a residential home setting that you were mm-hmm. describing, how long are they typically with you all?
They're typically with us. It's funny you asked that question. They initially, when I say department, I mean DCFS. Mm-hmm. You know, their initial request that the kids are there for 9 months to a year. So basically, we're doing like a therapeutic triage.
Okay.
To help them stabilize and manage their behaviors. And then they go to what they call a less restrictive setting.
Okay.
But after 15 years or 14 years of abuse, 1 year is not going to work.
Just tip of the iceberg. Yeah.
You know, so we've been able, and that's that plow right through mentality. You know, there's been times where I've had to go to court or I've had to go to DCFS and say, no, we're fighting for this kid to stay with us. Well, it's time for that kid to move on. No, let this kid at least finish high school. Mm-hmm. This kid has built relationships with the community.
Let's
here.
Do what's best for them.
Let's do what's best for them. Yeah. And that's what not yeah. what's so best in terms of your budgetary parameters.
Mm-hmm. Now your time is up.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we understand that, sure. you know, money makes the world go round. However, there has to be some level of compassion when you look at these kids on an individual case-by-case basis. So we've been able to fight. And so we've had some kids with us 3-4 years.
Okay. Okay.
You know, so nice. And it's, that's again, it's dependent upon the need. So we'll go to bat for our kids, you know, and then, hey, some stay a little longer and they end up getting adopted by my mother.
I just moved to a different house. Right? Right.
Well, I feel like some, I feel like I've, correct me if I'm wrong, I've interviewed some that were in a program and then now they're part, they're leaders.
Yes. Yes. So some, yes, they're leaders in our maintenance department. They're leaders in our group homes. And so, yeah. And that's what we try to do. We try to create that. Well, that's my mission.
Yeah.
Is to create other leaders and give people, give others and individuals the opportunity to reach their goals. You know, so that's my personal mission statement. I'm going to do whatever I can do to help you reach your goals. Mm-hmm. As long as they don't impact me reaching my goals.
Yeah. You know? If it's legal, moral, right. and ethical, I'm in. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So those are pretty much our clinical programs.
But Garden of Prayer has been there for many, many years, and I hope they'll be there for many, many years to come. It's been terrific. Continue this conversation. I love your mission. I love what you're all about, and it's so good to have you with us on another episode.
Thank you so much. You. Appreciate it.
Great to have you again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Leadership Level Up. Please subscribe so you don't miss future conversations with great leaders.